Well, what do you know? The dead org is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred. No time for move faking. Gots to get to loose so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow. But we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all back.
Welcome back. We are finally back from our little hiatus.
It's the summer solstice.
It's the summer solstice.
What the fuck is a summer solstice?
I have no idea. That's some shit that...
That's something like the Benjamin Franklin Almanac or something.
Hey,
Almanac.
But my thing is, like, how did Benjamin Franklin chart all this shit? He would, like... Did he start at, like, 10 and, like, set it up till he was, like,
60? Man, Benjamin Franklin made a bunch of stuff up. And just people bought into it. That's when you get... That's the key point. When you do something early, you get something done
and nobody challenges you for a long time.
Yeah, and everybody's like, well, Benjamin, he's been right about everything else. I guess we're going to daylight savings time now.
And I wonder if other people kind of kept it going where, like, the cat that was, like, 20, that was fucking Benjamin Franklin, when he was 50, he lied. Oh, no, that shit was popping though back then, too. Mm-hmm. And then, it just kind of keeps flowing from there because the person that was kind of young validated the older person.
That's
and
when you
what
get your boys in on your lie.
Hey, you 25? Look here, man. We finna do this LSD. I'm finna show you some real shit. Yo, you heard about the kite shit with me, right?
I ain't know you like to get wet.
Look, go out here with this kite and shit. I bet you change your motherfucking life in this motherfucking room, this rainstorm. Because I don't believe that shit happened either, though. But I'm saying though, like, I don't believe the kite happened for real. There's no way possible, right?
I mean, it sounds like some stupid. Listen, I almost got hit by.
Because he gets high though. He was getting high though.
Yeah.
Because like them little cloths, y'all know that. I mean, people that may not know history, those cloths had cocaine in them.
Mm-hmm.
They were used. That's why they always be rubbing their nose with it, dog.
I mean, somebody had to figure out the cocaine wasn't that lick. Like, here's one of my favorite things to think about. It's like how cats discovered this stuff was like either dope
next level?
Or it was like something that was like dope as hell or something like, hey yo, this is dope, but we don't need to do this too much.
So like, we don't do this once a quarter.
Yeah. Like, and then somebody was like, you know, I'm just gonna do a little bit of this. Cause you know somebody had the OD and they was like, whoa.
And nobody, but the funny part is we don't get that in history.
Nah.
Benjamin that OD'd on it and everything. They're like, oh shit.
Like,
so we can't do it 5 days in a row.
No,
okay.
That's too much.
No, huh? Then if somebody did it 4 days in OD and they kind of like charted it, like somebody like Benjamin Franklin was like, you know what? So, okay, you can't go do a 5, you can't do a 4, you can't do a 3. Nobody ain't died from 2. So, I can see him charting it in a book.
And like, with that, the Bender was created. And shortly after that, Las Vegas was founded. And from then on, we've been good.
We've been good, man. People been cycling themselves out. If you've ever seen the movie Flight, where he was like, yo, I'm drunk as hell. I gotta do cocaine to balance out. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody figured that out, that, yo, if you're super drunk, you gotta do coke to balance yourself out.
Yeah.
It makes sense scientifically, because we know that. But somebody figured it out way before science.
Well, like, it's just like at some point, somebody realized when you put hot sauce on chicken, it was fire.
Fire.
And, like, somebody fried a chicken for the first time. Like, imagine
when
that
did
moment.
That happen?
I don't know. Like, that's the type of history that fascinates me. Like, yeah, I love world history.
Yeah, but dude, like, the little small intricacies.
Yeah, but, like little ridiculous things like that. Like, somebody found out that fried chicken was dope. And, like, somebody...
And then the next level. No, because there's probably another 100 years before somebody did the hot sauce thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to take it to the next level.
Well, think about somebody had to create hot sauce at some point.
Somebody had to create Tabasco.
Like, somebody had to create ketchup. Like, ketchup hella basic, but somebody had to do it.
Who was the first person to be like, yo, I'm going to squash these tomatoes and sprinkle it over my shit?
Like, think about that. Think about who threw pizza together. Like, that's love. Like, you know what a turkey looks like for somebody? You know how hungry somebody had to be to grab a turkey and straight up cook that joint?
And look, and a turkey is not hard to fucking, it's hard as fuck to catch.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers are wild. So you, wild turkey. That's
I think turkey came around in spite. Like, they finally caught that turkey. Like, I'm finna cook your ass.
And then I'm going to make it good. We're going to have a feast off of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they made it big. Like, yo, we finna glaze this motherfucker up, put it on the spit, and then we're going to take all these Native American people's shit right after this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm tired as a motherfucker. They got a whole bunch of turkeys over there. They figured this shit out. We finna take their shit.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know how we got there.
But that's great.
Little things like that interest me.
I 100% agree. 100% agree.
I would love to get a list of things, of mysteries to wonder about how they
just
happen.
The mysteries of the world. Like, who was the first person to be a pimp?
Oh, well, you can probably find that in the Bible.
It can't be in the Bible, man.
It's in there somewhere.
It's like a dude named John that's over on the side. Like, John escorted a couple of friends to our establishment. But it says friends, but it's like...
Prostitution started with siblings, probably. Being married off to people. That's the beginning of prostitution.
Yeah, with the dowries and all that shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And that was the beginning. And somebody was like, but man, what if you just pay part of the dowry to get her for one night? Hmm. Like a percentage. Somebody's probably like, why don't I just do a percentage and I can do that multiple times and have money?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it probably happened.
You get a dowry. It's a dowry. They probably got a dowry for the night.
Yeah.
It probably started bigger than it. It probably was like a 3-month rental. It probably started like bigger chunks of time though. Probably like you can get her for a year.
This is the history of pimping as we know it. And then there was a soundtrack laid down behind it and there we go. We got the whole thing.
With this, Curtis Mayfield laid it all out for us though, on a high level.
And Rudy Ray Moore did the rest of it.
Iceberg Slim is actually the first one to put it in a book form.
Mm-hmm.
But they all laid it out for us visually. So, man, I went to, you know, before here, man, I went to the Universal Soul Circus with my daughter, man. First of all, my daughter dissed me. Our cousin, I went with my father-in-law. All her cousins was there.
Wait a minute, how's your daughter diss you? She's...
Because I'm like, yo, sit down. She just run over and sit at the other little kids, which is cool because she's getting that age where she don't want to really hang with me as much.
Already?
Now, she'll hang with me, but she just happy to see other kids, though, all the time.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And, like, you know, she want to come over to me when she needs shit. Like, hey, daddy, I want some kind of candy. Hey, they got that sword that light up. Can I get that? Then, she, you know, it's only stations.
Wait, are you already at the point where you feel like you're not getting enough love back from your daughter?
Man, I felt a little bit a certain type of way, man.
Oh, okay.
I did. Honestly, yeah.
She's basically becoming a woman.
Already. Basically, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it was kind of, a part that was heartwarming was like they told her, all the kids stand up and go give your parent that takes care of you a kiss. She ran over to me, gave me a hug and a kiss.
And made your entire month.
Oh, dude. Yo. It made for the whole rest
of
the
day. Wait, so the Universal Circus is promoting family love and basically?
Yeah, it was the end of the night. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
But like Universal Soul Circus, there was three different things I realized. They are hustlers. They have the people that are actually performing, some of them actually selling concessions too.
Oh,
I saw some of the same dudes that was like in the show in there selling pictures too.
Oh.
And I was like, hey man.
Cats doing that double duty.
Yeah. But, and I was like, huh. I ain't mad at it. But then I looked at the roster. I went online. I'm in the middle of the fucking thing looking. I'm in online. And I looked to see where everybody's from. Everybody's international, damn near.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, ah, hustle.
They're getting that hustler money up.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody was international except for like two acts. Everybody was international.
Well, there it is.
And I was like,
where are you expecting to be from, Harlem?
No, I mean, I'm just saying though, like, I guess because people in the States don't be like, I'm doing flips and shit, nigga, you want to cut me off six figures. I mean, I don't know what the price is. I don't know at all. But it was cool, man, because the hood was out. And I went to early show. To 4 o'clock show.
4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, right. Ain't that some shit? That motherfucker was like 60% packed.
How you work that out?
Yo, my job don't listen though. I told him I was working from home half the day though. And I left that bitch in like 12:30.
Smart. Smart.
And that's why I checked my email just now. Nobody said anything. Even on my instant messenger, nobody had said nothing though. Just but you know, they was like, hey, yeah, make sure you this and this. I was like, cool, nobody said nothing crazy, nothing though. I wasn't online. I was logged in though. I had my computer.
Yeah, you had that green light on. This was
you goddamn right. I had that green light on.
I know how that goes.
So I ain't getting no message or anything, though. But it was like, yo, it was this Chinese crew. They were like 15 or 20. So you saw, have you ever seen The Mummy, The Last Dragon, or the one with Jet Li in it? The third Mummy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember how all those people were standing outside, like in the rows,
mm-hmm.
like lined up? So they came out like that, like 30 of them. But they did like flips and stuff and whatever. Yo, when I tell you, I thought a murder was gonna happen because like they were super dope. But like they had like kids though, because I get it with kids, they were small enough they can go to the top of the thing to do flips. Because this is all man-made bodies are making towers to do flips on. So like it'll be a man on the bottom holding up another dude's feet, another dude jump on top of him, hold another person on top of him, and then a kid on the top. And he would be doing flips back and forth from other different towers and shit.
Nah, man.
And then a couple of times kids was falling and almost fell off and like was grabbing somebody's leg though, had to come back up. Mm-hmm. They had to restart one time. And it was like scary as fuck. Like I was literally, if I was in a horror movie, like, yo, I don't want to, please don't nobody. And then I saw a black woman over there, like, you know, a black woman with her hands like, no. She was shaking the other side of the ring. She was like, does her hands like this? No.
It was getting a little too real.
It was getting too real, man. And then it was a good time, man. Like, yo, y'all go out and support Universal Soul. Even if you ain't got no kids, it was cool, man. But then it was that you had animal rights. No, second, third thing. Animal rights. They don't have a lot of animals in their shows.
So the animal rights people was there?
It was there, though. But there was no animals for real in the shows. So, I don't know what's going on.
So what was the...
But they had animals, like, for kids to ride, like, a little camel ride around on the outside.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
that's fun.
20 yeah. bucks. You take a picture, ride an elephant. You know, all that type of shit. But they had, like, 30 animal rights people. And I always have a... And this probably messed up, and somebody probably unsubscribed from the podcast when I say this. But I always feel as... Like, when I see black people doing it, I always feel like, the fuck you doing? Like, I don't feel like, yo, like, what are you here for? Why are you here? This not the Donald Trump rally. This not Black Lives Matter. This ain't, you know, the feminist rally.
I guess
rally.
You feel like, hey, y'all, we got a lot more serious shit.
Shit to be going on in the world about right now. The two elephants is at the goddamn circus. Two elephants at the goddamn circus, and y'all, yo, nah, man. We gotta do it. We gotta be pragmatic about this.
Hey, can we stop for a second and talk about how you drinking a Zima right now?
Yeah, man, dude. They brought Zima back, man.
I know, but you legitimately went out there.
And I was hyped when I came in the door. Like, yo, I'm taking it back.
You was real excited. Like,
very. First thing I said to you, I dapped you up and was like, yo, I got some.
I just saw it sitting in the bag and I was like, whoa, look at that.
Old school Zima, man. Zima got discontinued probably about 15 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. And you reactivated it.
Reactivated it, man. I wonder if they're gonna. They said it's only supposed to be a season with it. I wonder if the numbers may justify at least keeping summer seasons.
Man, I don't know.
Just bring it back in the summer. It's a nice little drink in
but
the summer.
But some start selling, people keep it around.
Oh, you saying it's period? It's like they like Crown Apple's only supposed to be a fall drink.
Oh, that's never going anywhere.
That's around. But at first it was just in the fall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it's never leaving.
And the motherfuckers are like, oh, motherfuckers drinking this all year round.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably second best selling Crown now.
It may rival regular Crown, depending on if it's available.
I don't know.
Because it's not available. You can't go to every bar and get it. That's the only reason I think people, because you would drink that shit straight.
Oh, that's true.
Crown, you always kind of, a lot of times you want to kind of give a little chaser with a Crown, though. You ain't got to chase no motherfucking Crown out.
I hope not. Maybe
a little lime juice and make it a little limey.
Limey? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's not a word.
Alright, cool. Let's do it. Limey. So what's up, man? We got emails.
Yeah, we got emails. One of the emails, we're gonna wait, my man, Dave, we're gonna wait on you for your soccer email.
Yeah, we're gonna let the whole thing finish up.
Yeah, before we answer your soccer one.
And then we'll get that, but we did receive it, and we will touch on that. We'll touch on a little bit of soccer here today.
Yeah,
but not we're gonna wait and leave that part for
Brandon. Talk about the World Cup like on that level. So this email comes from my man M. Man, shout out to M. Talk to him a lot, man, online. I was messing with him though. I was like, he's African though, but he's American African.
Okay.
And we were talking. I was like, oh yeah, you from Nigeria, right? He's like, no, you fucking racist. I was like, from Rwanda. I was like, oh, like Hotel Rwanda? Are you a Tutsi or a Hutu? He's like, fuck you.
Like,
he's like, oh no, I'm a Tutsi though. Like, he's like, you right though. I'm a Tutsi though. But shout out to you, Ando. He says, wow, dope episode, great topics, and man, I hope that brother DeMarco can win. He sounds wise and straightforward. We need more brothers like him out there. Nell needs to chill and let LaShanti be great. Laugh out loud. Yeah, I know some great spots too here in Ohio that I keep to myself just so nothing wrong happens. Ain't gonna lie, most of the spots I find them while driving Uber on the weekends. And also through my rich-ass co-workers. Aight, y'all, peace. Rudem boy. Long time listening.
Rich-ass co-workers, man. Rich-ass co-workers will get you together.
Yo.
Rich-ass coworkers look, will get you
shout
together.
Out to... Brandon has exposed me to a lot of shit, too, on the low.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The fucking private cigar lounge.
Yeah.
I tell niggas about all the time, niggas be like, yeah, right. I'm like, all right.
I wouldn't even mention it to them.
No, I was just telling them it exists.
They're going
to
be
that
like...
That we need to pull together and share one membership.
They're going
to
be like, we going to... They're going to be like, oh, we all up in there, then.
No, I was saying we need to share... You can't get up in there. We need to share one membership, only one at a time, nigga. And you got to pass that shit around.
One person.
One person, cause it's, but it's too expensive for one man. And we ain't got enough money for one man. We do five of us, though.
Only my most affluent friends have things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like B-Dub and Orlando have memberships to that stuff.
They live on a different level. And them motherfuckers fly different flights every week type shit.
Like, yeah, like...
And or be like, oh, man, yeah. You going to Des Moines? I'll fly and meet you. Like, what, yo? What? It's 3 days away. Like,
why are you flying? Like, you got time?
We're driving. Like,
no, he's not driving anywhere.
Though. Right, but I'm saying we would say we're driving. It'd be like, oh, I'm gonna meet y'all.
I don't know. You know what? I've been referred to as bougie though for some of my travel habits too, because I don't like driving anywhere.
No. I've realized that I hate driving now.
Yeah, I legitimately hate driving anywhere. Like, it's ridiculous at this point for me, because I'm wasting time. I don't have enough time for the driving schedule. I'm like, by the time I get there, I want to, like, be able to enjoy myself and really be able to get it in. But I feel like I'm cutting off some of my get it in time by taking the time to drive somewhere.
But then it's like certain cities, like when I go to Chicago, I want to hit so many parts of the city that I almost want to whip, though. Like, for me to fly to Chicago... Then I have to rent a car, then you add more onto it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense there. Like, even like I'm it's going to be hard-pressed for me. Shout out to my school, Iowa State. It's going to be a live scenario coming up in the fall. And I'm debating if we're going to fly or we're going to drive. But, like, I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Pretty sure we're going to fly.
We ain't going to do that 6.5-hour drive?
I just don't see any time in my schedule to make a 6.5-hour drive anywhere.
So we're flying for all the people that listen. That live in Iowa, we gonna fly. So yeah. we'll be there early.
we'll be there early as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be there early
to hang out, man. But shout out to you, M, though, man. Yeah, like the whole hiding thing though from people, man. Like, we got some other tweets from that. This one's from Angeline. She says, "You guys were killing me with the ideas of hiding different things from people as you go to different places. It's so funny because I know I do that at least 50% of the time."
Mm-hmm.
What's even more messed up is when you're getting ready to head out and go somewhere, one of your friends texts you like, "Hey, where you at?" You have to actually lie and then go to the other place for them to meet you. They won't meet you at the spot that you originally went to.
You gotta protect your... You have to protect your spots. Like, in general, you just gotta have places where you can't have everybody go. Because, like, you know, I mean... You don't want
and you
take,
know who to let the go there, too. You
yeah,
know
you don't want to take everybody into the Batcave. That's all I'll say. I'll just put it that way. You don't want to take everybody into the Batcave. So don't do it. You don't have to do it. Like, just... You got to have some places where you just go for your own peace of mind with certain people, and everybody ain't trying to get up in there. Now, the easiest way to do that is to go somewhere that costs. But then you got to have somebody on your side that's footing that cost. Especially if it's a nice joint. Because
yep.
You don't want all that on you.
Man, like, yo, you can get in the spot, man, and it's you don't know. But then I'm the type of dude, I don't like to ask prices for shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I don't feel like I'm supposed to be there if I'm asking you, like hey, man, how much a Crown and Coke? Like, I think that's like you shouldn't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you gotta. Now, I've been in some places where I've ordered some stuff and been like, damn, I should have asked.
Right, yeah, but then I should have surveyed the situation and been like, all right, this is gonna be some $11, $12 Crown.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, luckily enough, if you're paying $11 or $12 for it, you ain't drinking in St. Louis, that's for sure.
That's, yeah.
There ain't nowhere I'm paying that much for anything in St. Louis.
I've seen it before. Trying to think where I was and I saw that. Oh man, dude, it hit me where they were taxing. Oh, fucking what was the spot out at Ameristar?
Home
was charging like that.
Oh yeah,
for drinks.
That's because they wanted to believe that they were in Vegas, and that's mm-hmm. just simply not the case. Never got all the way into that place.
Yeah, man. I've been in there a couple of times, man. It's a dope spot, though.
Yeah.
But it was like, wanted to be more than what it was. Mm-hmm. And its circumference to the rest of the parts of St. Louis wasn't the best theory. If you want to do that, I don't even know you could even do that even in Lumiere.
I don't like to go places where I can't have a good time because I'm worried about getting back.
There you go.
I don't like that.
There you go.
I'm just like, I'm good. I had that struggle after your wedding.
And my wedding was in America.
Amongst the many struggles I had after your wedding. That was one of them.
That's real, though. That's real. All right, man. Let's go and jump in our topics, man.
All right. What's up first?
First up, man, let's go and talk about... First
thing. What we got up here? Well, that they had the email question about baseball.
So, let me go to it. Let me get it up. Pull it up.
Yeah, you had something that was being held back for me.
Yeah, this one is from Quill. He says, "Love the show. Wanted to get you all's perspective, particularly Matt's, because he's the baseball guy, about how he thinks baseball is going right now. Baseball, it seems like it's having a lull, as they say, from the numbers wise. Interest fees and television viewership. Do you think baseball could be not necessarily dying, but just taking a small back seat within the sports lexicon? If you look at the 18 to 35 demographic, none of them are watching baseball. Does baseball need to reformat? Do they need to go to 7 innings? Do they have a time clock on the pitch count? Or anything like that? Would love to hear you all's advice. As always, keep rocking."
So my thing about it is that I appreciate that question, and a lot of it, I was actually listening to a debate that Bill Simmons and Chuck Kosterman were having.
Yeah, I listened to that right before. Like, it's funny, he emailed us last week with that, but it was interesting, the same thing, though,
And I agreed with a lot of things that Chuck Kosterman was saying in that, in his message about it, is that I think that things go in circles, and I think that one thing about baseball is that, yeah, it is definitely a more patient sport, you know, but I still maintain that the live baseball experience, just for the whole atmosphere of being at the game, is better than any other sport. Now, it might not be what's on. I would still take a hockey game, see a live hockey game, for watching the action of the game over anything else, because hockey is fun as hell.
Yeah, and it's constantly moving.
Yes, and if you haven't been to a hockey game, you need to go, because hockey live is fun as hell. If I had to rank the big four sports in America on live viewing experience, it would be hockey, basketball, baseball, football. I think live NFL games suck.
No, live college football live is better than live college. I mean, NFL. NFL is like, they standing around.
Yeah, it's not as fun as watching. You have a ton of commercial breaks. It's just, it's a really plied in. That when the action's happening, it's fun, but it's more fun to be able to switch between games at home. I think the NFL's tailored its product to be at a more enjoyable home experience than it is.
And I've never been to a playoff game. So have you been to a playoff game?
Yeah.
Is it different in a playoff game or an NFL playoff?
No, you still got all the commercials.
Damn,
you
still got all of that. It's the same field.
I mean, it's more exciting because you got better teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to the Packers-Cowboys game at Lambeau during that Dez Bryant catch thing and got overruled. So, I mean, it was exciting, but it was just as exciting for the environment around the game as it was actually being at the game.
Okay.
First of all, I thought I was going to die because it's Wisconsin in January.
Oh, yeah, it's which negative 55.
Not what I was designed for as a man of color and slight melanin. But the thing about baseball is, I think that baseball is just, go back to the 80s, baseball's gotten passed up by two other sports as far as its mainstream appeal, with the NBA and then with the NFL. I mean, you can kind of debate which one rose quicker, but everybody's...
I feel NFL rose in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, and
that
NBA
Dallas Cowboys run, and the 49ers run.
And the NBA took off in the mid 80s, late 80s.
The Bird Magic years basically really put it on his
back. And I think that even me, with baseball being my primary focus, it still is. I mean, I would never be the one to say that it's bigger than basketball or football. That would just be ridiculous. But I still think that the experience you get at a baseball game offers more diversity for a bigger amount of fans to go see it. I mean, you see a lot of kids there. You see a lot of people there just hanging out at the game because you're essentially outside, good weather. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice thing to be at. People drinking.
But you feel NBA is more of an adult experience? You can take your kid, but it's like, we drinking, we can't. I feel like you drinking and kicking it more in any indoor kind of situation.
I think you are at a baseball game more than anything.
You think so? Drinking, you think you're drinking and kicking it more?
Yeah, because I mean, first of all, it's hot most of the time. Yeah. So I mean, you out there
doing
it.
But people drink less when they're hot.
But I think that you're further away from the action in a lot of those seats at the NBA. Like, there's a certain point in the NBA game where you got to have money to be close to that action.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to have, unless you had a, you know, at a team that, you know, I mean, I'm sure you could probably get pretty close. I mean, even at a Brooklyn Nets game, you're going to spend money to be close to the action. In a baseball game, you don't necessarily have to, like, kill yourself to get there. Now, it's still an expensive thing for families to do, but it made me kind of think, that question kind of made me think, I think baseball is going to evolve because baseball stood the test of time. No sport has been around longer than Major League Baseball, 100%. And it's not going anywhere. Baseball needs to do better as far as, I think, becoming more inclusive in the black community on an amateur level so that more African-Americans are playing the game, which will then, I think, draw more African-Americans to it because I think that people are attracted to sports in which they see themselves. But still at the same time, yeah, I think that, you know, just a year ago, baseball was, you know, still on the upswing, still turning in 30 million people a year. I mean, so I don't think it's going anywhere. It's just the fact that, like,
time. Do you think the NBA is eating into their bottom line with this summer league shit?
No.
Well, like, what I'm saying, because NBA has basically became, well, here's 12 year months now. Like.
Well, here's the thing I always remember.
That summer league on ESPN prime time. Like, fuck. I didn't.
Yeah, but everybody's not going to Vegas to pay money for the gate for that, though. That's the difference. And what baseball always is, I think I always remember about what baseball is, that baseball is a regionally driven sport. Always. So, I mean, that it's not going to ever have the phenomenal national numbers anymore that some things have. Like, you know, as you see with, like, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football. Because
Monday Night Baseball used to be the shit coming up as kids.
Sunday games with the NBA and all that type of stuff. It's not going to do that. But when you have as many games as it does and the money that's being poured into regional broadcast packages, the money is there for baseball. Baseball is doing just fine. But, it just kind of goes into the thing about what's the crowd for each sport, you know? I mean, if you really look at who's at the games, what's the crowd for each sport? I mean, football is becoming a sport that's going to be mostly dominated by conservative white folks at the games because they are pissing off so many minorities with the treatment of them. Now, you still got people that are going to go to the games because they love the sport, and that's fine. You still going to have people to take kids to it because they have heroes there and stuff like that. But I would be really interested to see the shift in dynamics of a football crowd now. You know?
Do you think football could be taking a hit more?
I think that if any sport right now is on thinner, there's no sport on thinner ice than football. Then at least,
and that's a crazy thing that hockey is probably even more.
But here's the thing, though. But hockey's good, though, because hockey is a niche sport that's got its fan base, and it sits there, and it's in. I think there's a few too many NHL teams right now. I think there's a few markets that don't need them.
The Florida Panthers is for one. I think any hot weather city shouldn't have a team.
Well, I mean, you can support.
I mean, no, that would knock out three teams. You'd be good. It's only three of them.
Well, I mean,
I'm talking about basically.
Who are you counting? Phoenix, Florida.
Phoenix, Florida, Dallas.
What about the LA Kings?
LA. I don't really even.
Well, see, the Stars do well, though.
I know, but I'm saying Stars can do. But really, if you just contract Phoenix and Florida, you'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think there should be a team in Quebec. It's kind of like the fact that there's not a team in Quebec is kind of like there's not a baseball team in Montreal and not a basketball team in Seattle. Mm-hmm. They should be there. You know, that's just where they should be, you know, and that's how it should be. But, I mean, you know, if you look at the shift in dynamics, you know, the NBA has a really strong home crowd, but at the game, the crowds look a lot different than the crowds that are watching the game at home, too.
That's very true.
You know, I mean, but I think the NBA might appeal to more people as a whole right now. They've got the most recognizable stars, you know, but still, football is massacring everybody else in popularity. And a lot of that goes towards football as a gambler sport. Whether it's fantasy football or whether it's betting the lines, football draws such widespread appeal because it's money. People make so much money off of that.
The lines.
Yeah, good Lord, it's a gambler sport.
Do you think the NBA with the legalized gambling basically now, damn near, with your state just go ahead and let it ride, and the NBA embracing gambling now more too, Adam Silver embracing gambling, do you think that will...
I don't think
kind of cut into that with your idea of what...
No, because I still think that when I talk about that, I talk about the appeal of the game. The appeal of the game, the NBA, is still star-driven appeal. You know, so I mean, yeah, gambling helps, but I mean, I don't think it's going to pull it up to the level of the NFL as far as money lines go.
Okay.
You know, because the thing the NFL still has on the side is it's an attraction sport. I mean, even though they're playing on more nights than ever, it's still most of this action is centered around one day, which lets everybody gear up for that day, and that Sunday.
NBA's got 82 games.
And it's a shorter season. Yeah, I mean, so the NFL is a really intense sprint from the start to the end, whereas that's what holds baseball back, is that people just look at it as like something, I can get into it later. I mean, there's even a lot of people who are legitimate baseball fans who don't even really get into it until Flag Day. That's like the unofficial start of the season is in like June, you know, for a lot of people, because they're like, you know, it's all right. I got time to catch up. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, and that's cool. But you know, I mean, hockey's got is a sport that's based in diehards. It's a national. It's in Canada. It's a completely different thing than it is here.
But I think hockey at one point was trying to beat and compete. It felt like in the 90s, at least early 2000s, when they was having like the lockouts and all that shit.
Yeah,
They thought they were trying to be on a level with basketball.
They were football, growing.
The
hockey really messed up when it had its lockouts go down though, because it missed the chance to capitalize on the post Jordan
era window of
basketball, and when baseball was being just ravaged by coming back from the strike and then the steroid stuff setting in,
and then football really
football just took that whole era and grew it.
Because that's 40. That's is that 49?
No, that's late 2000. So that's greatest show on turf era. That's
and Green Bay and Denver.
Kind of in that era. Yeah, and that's when hockey was at its biggest. But you know, it had Gretzky. You know, it had all of the stars it had then, even though Wayne was getting up there a little bit.
You have a great lot of identifiable players now. But like then, I felt like they had a lot of, like, you knew 5-6 players on the teams back then.
They had a chance back then, and boxing was really big back then.
Boxing's making an uptick too, though.
Yeah, boxing is making a comeback, and right now UFC is the one whose future
is hurting.
Yeah, its future is what I'm really looking at. Like UFC, I think recognizes that it's struggling right now in some ways, but it still has a $55 to $65 pay per view buy rate that people are paying.
Pay for WWE over UFC? Like, is there more?
It's hard to compare because the WWE Network subscription model now has changed what pay-per-view prices are. Okay. Yeah, so it's hard to compare those two.
Okay.
But, I mean, even in that late 90s window, WWE was dominating. That was Steve Austin. That was The Rock. But all of that goes to say all that stuff goes to say, get back to the thing about baseball now and all that, is that things go in shifts. And I think soccer is mounting an interesting rise of popularity in the States. But I still think that on a widespread level, it still is too far away for people to really engage with. And I still am saying MLS is doing good in some places, but it still hasn't become that sensation where it's like on broadcast TV or it's something that's really competing with.
I think it's because they're athletes. If they got the dude that was the third string wide receiver on a college team, though, and he was in the circuit of being a soccer player, he'd be dope.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they're not marketing in the hood, though. They make it a club sport situation where it's money involved in soccer to be playing in the States. Where in other countries, motherfucker, if you kick a ball, we got you.
Well, and the other thing about it is, too, is that it still has got to overcome college sports, too, which is a major dollar draw here as well.
You're talking about
talking about college sports, period.
In general.
That's for professional soccer, whether it's Premier League, whether it's any of that stuff, to grow its attention base, it still would have to rise up over college football. In college basketball, and those are two massive.
Too much going on,
yeah, man. I mean, and even though those things are probably on thinner ice than anything, you know, but it still is there.
Shout out to KU.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Much kidding, boy. They're dodging bullets. But we'll see.
And shout out to Maryland too.
We'll see where it goes. But I think baseball is still. I think if anything has the legs to last, it's baseball, because baseball is a traditionalist sport, and it's something that. Yeah, that maybe it's not what it once was, but there's only so far that a game with that type of legs and that type of appeal is going to go, because the Latin community is always going to support it.
That's true. That's
white community is always going to support it, and it's a sport where black athletes thrive in, so it's always going to have a place.
Shout out to my man Mookie, the new Mookie.
Mookie Betts, man.
Yeah, man.
Hit a grand slam tonight.
Yeah, that's what man, dude. Shout out to Mookie Betts, man. Do you ever know how he got the name Mookie?
Yeah, I read it somewhere. It's like a family nickname.
Okay, I just always wonder, like, this, because, like, I wanted to see a white Mookie. I wanted him to be kind of white, though. Like, a part of me wanted to see him, like, his picture, because I heard about him beginning of this year, right? So when I Googled him, I was like, please be white. Please be white.
No, he's a brother.
I know, I know, I know he is. But a part of me was like, I wanted to be a white Mookie, though. Just to see where how far we've come as a country. That we got a white Mookie.
Nah, man. Shout out to Mookie Betts, man. Yeah, he's a baller. He's a baller. He could be ALA.
He's up for MVP down there right now.
Yeah, well, Mike Trout's really good.
No, I mean, okay.
But
Mike Trout is the standard.
He was MVP runner-up 2 years ago to Trout. So, I mean, you know, we'll never see. There's a lot of guys out there to check out. Now, one guy you might not be able to check out, though, come this fall might be Rashawn McCoy.
Oh, you may not see him even in camp.
Who might be OJ Jr. at this point.
Because he's a smarter OJ?
Now, here's the thing. He's
not smarter. Tactical OJ.
He's which could... Listen, that letter that got written that was supposed to be his words might be one of the most damning things I've ever heard. Where they said the people in there, he said he has not had direct contact. Like, did you just admit you had a go-between? So to get everybody up on the story is that and fill in the gaps here with me on this as well is that Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy. Shady McCoy, whose nickname is Shady.
Let's start there. Shady.
Who got brought up, it was in allegations that he put out what essentially amounts to a hit on his ex-girlfriend, and people broke into their house and took back jewelry that stole jewelry. I'm sorry. Allegedly stole jewelry that McCoy had gifted her during their relationship.
Pistol with her and her cousin.
Yeah. And her dog.
Damn, the goddamn dog.
They beat up a dog too, apparently, as the best I
know. God damn, they beat up the goddamn
But here's the thing though, is that her people then went on Instagram and brought up
them out.
And just aired it all out. Said he had beat her up, beat up another dog. Maybe I'm talking about the same dog.
Oh, and kidney failure. The dog had kidney failure or some shit.
Yeah. And beat up his own kid.
Son.
So LeSean McCoy has a history of violence.
And also, I remember the Philadelphia situation with the two cops.
Mm-hmm.
Where he got lost some paper though with the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because he got into a fight with two cops and beat them up at the club.
Yeah.
And we excused that because like, oh man, Tupac got into it with some cats randomly too though. That was some off-duty cops too. Now you like, well, damn, Shady.
So
you're real shady.
So here's why I say it's OJ Jr. is that once upon a time, Drew Thanos was the running back for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh no, I didn't think of this fucking angle that you went with.
Just like LeSean is now Buffalo Bills running back, and all these things have come up while Drew Thanos has gotten out, and you know that the Night King. You know that the Night King be possessing people and bringing them to his side. So not to let LeSean McCoy off the hook and not to make light of domestic violence because that is nothing to make light of. But it sounds like the Juice might have possessed him and brought him north of the wall.
The Juice, he's a dragon. He's one of the dragons. Viserion?
Yeah, whichever one. He's Viserion. Yo, shout out to Game of Thrones. 22 Emmy nominations.
And wasn't even on.
Right. Well, it was on, in general. Yeah.
They're not even on.
Now they're going to come back on the heel of 22 Emmy nominations with the last season. It's probably going to get however many.
It's going to the grip going to get a fucking award on that motherfucker. Right. Like, best grip.
So I would say LeSean McCoy, be careful with your fantasy drafts this year because LeSean might not be available.
This don't look good. Like for LeSean McCoy, this don't look good at all. Even if there's a 1% chance he ended up doing. For the way everything is kind of playing out.
This is going to come down to whether you can prove it or not.
And, yo, your proof needs to be like, I don't even know, how can you not prove it, though?
I don't know. I mean, you got to correlate.
I'm not talking about legally. I'm talking about the NFL still not to suspend your ass.
Oh, yeah.
NFL suspending you off of anything now, because they scared as a motherfucker about anything now.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's just right on the heels of Janoris Jenkins getting somebody killed in his house.
That's right. Did he get suspended?
It ain't on him. His brother was there. He wasn't there.
Oh, so he got off on it. Because if he was there, though, that was 5 games.
Oh, at least.
Even if he was outside on the cell phone.
Oh, one thing you know is that the NFL will suspend you. And there's no rubric for how that works. And
we don't know the plan. There is no...
But I tell you what. LeSean McCoy... the Ray Rice rule might be in effect for him.
Season?
I mean, essentially his career. Nobody's touching that if that happens. But it hasn't been as bad of a backlash up front. like the Bills haven't suspended or released him already.
And I'm surprised. I mean, the only reason with the Ray Rice, we saw it on video. That's the thing that we got us. Because I saw the pictures of the old girl. She looked fucked up.
Oh, she looked bad. Like, she looked like when you lose a fight on Street Fighter.
Yeah. At the end, when it's like 9, 8.
You got to put that quarter in.
Hurry up, put your 50 cents in this bitch. Mm-hmm. Are you done? Yeah, man. Like, if he did that, like, my thing is, she was. But then there's another side of it, like, yo, Shady, just go through the legal ramifications and get out your crib. Because she was living in his crib, he moved out. Just go through the lawyers and do the fucking thing you supposed to. You fucking, just do the shit the right way if you didn't want to be in the crib, all this shit. Or take the L on the fucking jury, dog. Every man's taking an L on shit you bought for a woman, period.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Take the L. The fuck? Yo.
You know how many dollars people walking around out there in the world with stuff the dudes got them that they don't rock with?
That's what I'm saying. Take the L, and you ain't the first man, you ain't going to be the last man to take an L.
That's that ego, man. That's that pride. And that pride is the same thing that got Juice Senior wrapped up. Juice Junior now, as far as I'm
Juice
concerned.
Junior.
He Junior Juice.
Juice heard that another dude was over there?
He quarter Juice.
Juice came out like, oh, so it's another dude over with a towel on?
Oh.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. But sure. For the record, OJ didn't do it.
Keeping it real.
We pledged ourselves to support Juice.
We down with the Juice, man. We down with the Juice. But, shit, like, it perplexed me. I'm surprised it's not blowing up more than it is. Should be. Doesn't it feel like this is, like, low-key? Like, I feel like this should be, like, all, like, an hour on SportsCenter type.
Are we desensitized to domestic NFL issues?
That's a good question. Or...
I mean, Pac-Man Jones did beat up a dude from Popeyes in the airport this week.
He beat up a dude. He also had people busting guns at the strip club and also beat somebody up in the bathroom in Dallas. And also, like, I mean, the list goes on with Pac-Man.
Why did that dude want to fight Pac-Man?
He had to be drunk, right?
All the video I see, he was at work.
But I'm saying he had to be drunk at work, is what I'm saying.
Like, what did Pac-Man Jones do?
Pac-Man must come there a lot, though, and just be shitting on him. And he was just like, yo, this motherfucker come back again, though, asking for, like, 5 wings on a 4-piece wing.
In the airport? I mean, in the airport, Popeyes.
He come through all the time. He flying. He be like, yo, my shit ain't spicy enough, motherfucker. I asked for spicy. I'm from West Virginia. I'm spicy.
Listen, Pac-Man Jones is a scourge of society.
But he's still living.
Yeah, he out there.
Like, and I don't mean living like physically, but he still got a job and still getting
well,
his money.
Because he plays for the Bengals. No other franchise is allowing that. Bengals, Raiders, Cowboys are the only franchises. And he already had his time in Dallas.
That's true. They let guy over his ass real quick.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's running out of franchise.
That's what I'm saying. He's pretty, to think, other than this Popeyes thing, he's been pretty low key the last 10 years.
No, he had something that popped up a couple years when that horse collar thing.
Oh, that was on the field. I'm talking about off the field shit where he fucking up people.
Ever since the Making It Rain joint, I think some.
No,
shit.
No, no. He had the fight in the bathroom with his security.
Yeah,
remember he had his own. Jerry Jones had his own security for him. He still beat somebody up in the bathroom in a club in Dallas.
Yeah, Pac-Man Jones is out here.
And he's from West Virginia too, though.
He's like Steven Jackson. Level, not Steven Jackson from the Rams, Steven Jackson from the Spurs.
Look, and he living too though. Yeah. Stack 5 figured out a way to become a main commentator. Like, yo, he is a role model for people though. This dude, he beat up people at the Palace.
Yeah,
he's beat up people randomly in the regular streets. I've heard too in Indianapolis. Shout out to my boy Donnie that has told me stories about beating up people at the strip club.
I believe it.
In Dallas, I mean in Indianapolis when he's on the Pacers.
I believe it.
Like. And he got a ring. Mm-hmm. Stack 5 got a ring. And a mixtape that hurt his father.
Steven Jackson and Alex Rodriguez have done more to rehab their images after the fact than
yo, any two people. Yo, Stack 5 be under that suit, though, is sitting there smiling. I'm like, yo, Stack 5, get your money,
you
dog.
Just couldn't tell me that he wasn't going to be in the Big 3 League just bodying cats up. Like, did you see fight in the Big 3 League with Rashad McCants?
Yeah, but he's coaching now.
Yeah, but did you see the fight with Rashad McCants and Nate Robinson?
Like, why?
That was the coonest stuff I've seen in a long time.
Just for no reason, too.
It was cooniest.
The cooniest.
It was one of the cooniest moments of 2018.
And you know, Rashad McCants was the number one pick in the original draft.
Yeah, right? He was. And I was like, what the hell?
Wait, what? And I'm looking at the rest of everybody else. I'm like, Kenyon Martin. You got Mamadou Farouf, who was the MVP last year. Mm-hmm. Like, how the fuck was Rashad McCants? Because he was the youngest? Because that motherfucker should still be in the league because he ain't even 30.
I guess he can still be playing.
Because he ain't even fucking. That's probably why he's like, he only 29.
He ain't getting the league no more though like that. But yeah, but hey man, the NFL's on the way back and the actions are starting to fire up. So here's the thing. The Buffalo Bills, boy, if you need a team to get behind that's controversial, you got maybe a conspiracy level woman beater in the backfield and you got a heaving racist rookie quarterback over there in Josh Allen.
So, I mean, what do you think about them Josh Allen tweets or whatever?
I mean, the writing's on the wall. Yeah. It is what it is. If there's a team to hate, that's the one. Somehow this team has become the most hateable team in the AFC East. And the New England Patriots still have Tom Brady in the midst of all that.
And ain't that a bitch?
Somehow they've become the most hateable team in the AFC East.
Buffalo was for years not making the playoffs. They still made the playoffs, right?
No, they made it last year.
Last year. So that was the first time in like 15 years, right?
Yeah, it was something crazy.
I think Aaron Moles was the wide receiver last time they made it.
Peerless Price and Eric
Moles. No, Peerless Price, Aaron Moles.
And Drew Bledsoe.
Was Drew Bledsoe the quarterback?
I think so.
Or was it Rob Johnson?
No, it wasn't that long. Rob Johnson was on Madden 97. It wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long. In my mind, I see Rob Johnson.
No, it wasn't that long.
That makes sense. That it would be Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. So,
that's got to be like 2000 then when 2001.
Two or three. Because he left after the
right,
Super Bowl.
Right, because after, like Brady
three.
Was like...
It was like 2003, I think. Yeah, 15 years, 2003. Speaking of cats going to get their money... I'm sorry, go get their items. Woo. Be careful with that. Right. Allegedly going to get their money. Well, this one ain't allegedly at all.
This is on paper. This happened.
Dame Dash said, I want my money and I want it now.
And went to a concert, a Diana Ross concert.
Set up the scenario.
Dame Dash, so Lee Daniels did a movie called The Woodsman. If you remember, did you ever see The Woodsman?
No.
With Kevin Bacon. It's about a child molester who gets out of jail. And he starts stalking another child molester to stop him from like messing with another child. And I think he kills the guy.
Oh, my God.
If I remember the movie.
Now, Lee Daniels was the one who made The Help, right?
No. He didn't make The Help.
What was his big movie?
Precious.
Precious, that's it.
Precious. So Woodsman was the first one. Then he did another one called Shadow Boxer that had Cuba Gooding Jr. and I believe Michelle Pfeiffer or somebody like that. I'm not sure about the white, but I know Cuba Gooding was in it. It was basically about a woman and her adopted black son, and then they end up having a relationship, but they're con artists. Because I saw it a long time ago. But anyway, so Dane gave him $2-3 million, though, for The Woodsman. The Woodsman popped. It was all good, though. And he was like, yo, roll that money over again with me and help me make Shadow Boxer. Shadow Boxer flopped.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was like, well, you know what? I got this other thing I'm coming out with. I'll get you on the back end with Precious. Precious exploded. He didn't have his money. Dame was like, yo, what the fuck is up? Then he was like, yo, I got this thing I'm doing called Empire. I'm going to cut you in on like 2 or 3% of all the profits off of it. On the back end, Dame was like, all right, well, shit. It's still 3 or 4 mil or something. Now it's an interest. It's some crazy shit because it's like 5-6 years going on now. So it's interest, all kind of shit involved here now. He didn't pay him. He was like ducking him. So that and I heard him on a podcast, shout out to Combat Jack, rest in peace to him. He was on there talking about that shit like 3 years ago, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years ago. Like, this motherfucker owe me money, though, yo. Fuck him. So he show up at the Diana Ross concert, and Lee Daniels is in VIP on the stage. Dame may not have as much money as he used to, but he got enough money, though, to still purchase a ticket getting VIP at a Diana Ross concert.
Yeah.
Like, he may be not Jay-Z money, but he got more money than you. He got money to still get access to a lot of shit to be there to get his money.
He's still Dame Dash, yes. Bottom line.
Yes, so he does, and motherfucking Lee Daniels sitting there, I'm coming now. He's sitting there dancing with his little shawl on and shit, and motherfucking Dame creep up right over his shoulder, nigga, just like damn near how Tupac was in Juice on Omar Epps.
Yes.
Where that motherfucker was sitting right behind that locker. When he's sitting there, he's like, I've been looking for you, Q. Where you been at? So, man, no, Bishop, man, I don't, why we gotta be like this, bitch? He's like, I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about me. I don't give a fuck about I don't give a fuck about nobody else. I don't give a fuck about myself. God damn. And then Dane was sitting there though, like, yo, Lee, nigga. He sitting on the show. Lee was like, oh my God. Oh shit. And he was like, hi, Damon. So that's when you know a motherfucker. When somebody, and your nickname is Dane.
Damon. He was like, Damon.
Damon. And Damon. That's his government name. And nobody calls him Damon.
Damon, can we talk about this?
Other people call him Damon. It's probably his mama, his daddy.
But here's, okay. So here's my thing. Y'all can catch the link to this. Please look
yes,
it up.
You can go
here's
on my thing. Dame Dash with it.
Dame Dash did that on some pure strong-arming, though. Because there's no way that Lee Daniels had $2 million.
But
in
he wanted
pocket.
It then. Like, he wanted him, like, to
wanted
to
him, like, he wanted him to PayPal
him. Or Cash App him. Like, go on your Cash App and put in $2 million.
Go on your Cash App and send me $2 million right now.
Cash App probably got a minimum. I don't even know the Cash App.
I'm pretty sure you can't send
it. It's 100. Probably 10 grand.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't send more than the IRS movable limit, which is 10 grand.
Two. Is two to three. Yeah, you can't get nobody over $2 or $3 grand straight cash without it being taxed. Or you have to talk about what's going on here for this.
Yeah, you
got situation.
Basically, it's got to be a true business transaction.
Yeah. You can't just get my two or three grand to put in the bank account.
He's asking for like Chick-fil-A franchise money at a concert while this dude had a shawl wrapped around his shoulders
and dancing to "I'm Coming Out" by Donna.
Yeah, he was holding himself too. He was holding his arms and he saw Dame and his soul probably got up and left.
And my thing is, who was so fast on the trigger with the camera to record all
they
this?
They followed him. Like, Dame was walking, and he follows him through the crowd. He's grabbing people. He's dapping people up.
I know, but I'm saying, but who was it? Was that Dame's cameraman, you think?
I don't know who it was.
But I'm saying, but then the person re-put himself, positioned himself. It's got to be someone, Dame. Because he repositioned himself right there at the front of the stage, right there to be able to get everything and get great mic coverage. I don't know whose phone this was. Oh, whatever. It was great mic coverage.
Yeah, he had that iPhone 15.
Yeah, his shit was on another level, or her shit was on another level.
So, the best thing about it is the guy that's in the row behind Lee Daniels, who's sitting there watching the whole thing happen. And he's just like, hey, y'all, we black men. We can't be doing that. And like,
Dame didn't act like he didn't exist.
He kept talking to Dame, and I was like, you know, 15 years ago, Dame would have slapped him.
Yep. Dame is like, yo, I'm 47 years old right now. You know what? I need my money, though. Damon, I'm gonna get you your money. Damon, I'm gonna get you your money. He's like, yo, and he got it legally though too. It's legally binding that he owes this money and interest and shit. And this motherfucker Lee Daniels is still not ducking, which is amazing that a black man can fucking invade fucking money like that for courts. I don't know how he's able to do this.
He's cutting deals with the right people.
You think he's doing some side like bit like things like, hey, you know what? Put it in my boyfriend's account. Mm. Or whatever. I mean, he's got a boyfriend. He's gay.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
If he had a girlfriend, I would say girlfriend.
No. I know you didn't do it like that. I'm just saying, like, when you start ducking cats by giving money to other people, that's when the ass whooping coming down. I could care less about the brother.
I mean, that's what OJ did. That's how the Goldmans ain't got no money.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. When you start doing that, but when you do it with a brother like Dame Dash, see,
Mr. Goldmans ain't run up on OJ. Could the Goldmans run up on OJ like that while he's at an autograph signing? Because he used to do autographs before. He went to jail. He was doing autograph signings.
You could run up on OJ, but I don't think I would. He's a known killer. But he didn't kill anybody.
But it's funny because if the Goldmans probably... So how would the Goldmans run up on him? Like, would OJ just ignore them and just keep signing this thing? No, and be like, go pay that man over there? Like,
OJ would take his wallet out and give it to somebody else.
He's like, I got nothing. OJ
would take his wallet out, throw it out the window into the truck, and Al Collins would take off. Al Collins,
I ain't got no ID on me. Nobody, actually, I might even be OJ. I ain't got no ID on me to prove who I am.
Goldman's don't want to get anywhere close to OJ.
How much money do you think they ain't got?
Oh,
they I was got. Wondering. That's one of those mysteries, too. I wonder how much they've got. Maybe $100,000. Okay. I think it was like $10 million or some crazy shit.
It was big.
And OJ still got properties. He still got money. He still has clubs. Nigga got out of jail though, and his pension is like something stupid, ain't it?
OJ had one of the absolute best returns from jail since Tupac.
He did.
OJ got out of jail to live and die in L.A. was
and
playing.
They owed him his pension, right? So his
you can't touch his pension.
But it was like an escrow or something. So it was like an interest or some crazy shit. So he came out making like $300,000 a year or some shit.
Yeah, OJ.
He can live on that.
OJ straight. OJ straight. Plus he's the juice.
He gonna get people gonna buy him free drinks.
Absolutely.
They gonna buy him free meals.
Juice's autograph automatically is worth a certain amount of money because he got the Hall of Fame stamp.
Yep. And Heisman, all that shit.
So yeah, I mean Juice is fine. But
let's go into this.
But you know, Lee Daniels better watch out though.
Dude.
Cause I don't ever wanna see if Dame gotta ask again.
Would he slap him
on video
or would it be not on video?
I think this could be the biggest pursuit since Chief Keef chased old boy around the entire country. The colorful hair dude.
You talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah. You can see Dame Dash going Chief Keef / Conor McGregor wild out mission.
Like everywhere that anything that's Empire is going on, he's just showing up.
Yeah.
He's showing up at press conference with just Taraji and Terry.
He'll show up on the show. Like he'll literally be on the
show.
On
the set?
Listen, Lee. Like, how is this on the actual show?
Like Lee never comes to the set. I'll wait.
I've never watched an episode of Empire.
You never have?
No.
I watched the first season.
But I just want to see Dame Dash. Special guest star, Damon Dash. He said we had to put him on the show because we owe him $2 million.
And look, and you know, Dame will come on there just promoting his products too.
Yeah.
He'd be in there like
Rocket Pad.
Exactly. But he'll be doing it within the show though. Like, yeah. Man, you know, I mean, come on, man. You need to get down with Terrence Howard. You need to get down with these Rocket Pads. I got the Sandusky OG because he got his own weed though too now.
Mm-hmm.
Out in California. And he'd be just promoting this shit though and be like, and I need a commercial for free.
Yep.
Right after every going into every break.
Yep.
Right, which man, actually may be worth more though than the $2 million.
Alright, man.
Yeah.
I wanna talk about LeBron James, but I kinda wanna talk about it with Dub.
Yeah.
We can touch on it real quick.
We'll
talk about it again.
Y'all, we'll talk about it more in depth, but I just want to give initial 5-minute initial thoughts.
I mean, at first I was kind of like, man, I don't get it. What's the game out there until I realize everything.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
But I'm mad that fan base gets LeBron though. They don't.
Well, see, here's my favorite.
Because they're insufferable.
So here's my favorite thing.
They're worse than Knicks fans now.
But here's my favorite thing about this though, mm-hmm. is that
those LeBron fans and Lakers fans have to be friends now?
Yes, LeBron fans are moving into the neighborhood. It's like the Puff Daddy Bad Boy for Life video. Lakers fans, there's Lakers fans abroad, like across mm-hmm. the whole country. There's Kobe fans who masquerade as Lakers fans. There's actual Lakers fans in L.A.
that were from Magic Days.
And then there's traveling LeBron fans. And all these people have to move in. This is a sitcom. This is going to be great. I can't wait for the NBA season to start. Just because I don't care at all. I'm a Chicago Bulls fan somehow still.
Kind of balling out in the summer league too.
I don't care.
I'm saying, you know, I mean,
I know. I'll address it.
We need to have it because somebody tweeted us because I put out the tweet me and Matt are upset at the draft. We may give up this year.
Listen, man, he got to do it in the season. I don't care.
He need to drop 18 and 9
at least first year. But LeBron will definitely score 18. So, yeah. but we're talking about Wendell Carter, not LeBron James. But I get it, man. Make the move. Why not? I mean, LeBron's at the victory lap part of his career. Anybody that thinks of him going to L.A. is purely about basketball is out of their mind.
Y'all just happened to be the team I needed to be in to see, and I didn't want to fuck with the Clippers.
Yeah, I mean, the more I look at it, the only place he was going to go was L.A. Like, there was nobody can be mad about him leaving Cleveland. Nobody can. After seeing what that dude did in the finals to try to drag that team up the hill, like, people in Cleveland ain't even mad.
No, they ain't burning no jerseys none this
like,
time.
Like, they get it. He did it. He brought the title. He left. He came back. He made amends. He did it. Now he's moving on with the rest of his career. And honestly, I mean, the Lakers have always kind of been a legacy place for people to stop at, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, and do a part of their career.
They really don't have – Kobe's like – Kobe and Magic are like the only – and Worthy are the only like legacy – Jerry West. Legacy Lakers, basically.
Elgin Baylor.
I was thinking more modern 80s, 80s on up.
Well, you gotta put the logo in there, though. I mean, him and Baylor were...
I was thinking more about the 80s, because it was hard. Free agency wasn't his free agency, though, pre-80, though.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking post-free agency, where people was just bouncing from team to team. Wilt was like, when Wilt went to the Lakers, that was like a big deal, in the free agency period.
Well, Wilt was, I mean, LeBron's career is kind of now taking on like that phase of Wilt and Shaq, where he's had different great eras at different in different stops. You know what I mean? I think that Shaq really probably is the guy whose career is his career is kind of most like. I don't foresee any titles coming in LA, but that's all good. Like, honestly, like, I don't know. I think that LeBron James' career is in a great place. I mean, he's going to set a ton of records, like career records in LA.
You can't deny him what he's done, though.
No. Anybody that does is purely just deciding.
Now, my thing was, though, is that this is how much he said he fucking hated Dan Gilbert, though, with the contract, though. He signed for 4 years is off the strength.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker was leasing to own in fucking Cleveland. That motherfucker was giving you 1 year with an option. Mm-hmm. Every year, 1 year option. 1 year option.
So, and here's the other thing.
That means he really didn't fuck with you at all.
So here's the other thing that he did, though, by doing that. Like, if you look at how that did, he also cost them a cornerstone player in Kyrie, who would have been happy to sit there if it was his team, and they could have built off of that. And now they got to build off of Kevin Love and J.R. Smith.
And my boy from...
when Colin Sexton's there. Colin Sexton's
like Colin Sexton.
I like Colin Sexton too, but...
It sucks that he's...
But you essentially traded Kyrie Irving for Colin Sexton.
Yep.
And that ain't the same thing.
No.
That ain't the same thing at all.
No.
You know, so I mean, but now, but that's kind of the situation. But you know what? I got no mercy. I got no remorse for Dan Gilbert.
No. No, I said Dan Snyder. I mean Dan Gilbert.
Well, none for him either.
Yeah, him either. But a different sport.
But I got no remorse for...
With that letter he wrote, though, when LeBron left, like... My thing is that players having this freedom like this is the best. And people that be mad about KD going to his teams and doing all that, I don't get mad at nobody doing that, man. This whole idea that motherfuckers stay in the same team, though, for 55 years... And do all that, and I'm just strapped this team just out of my ego, like I'm just gonna get it done here. It's bullshit.
Yeah, that's
because you wouldn't do that with your job. You wouldn't be like, if you work with Pepsi and Coke was doing better, and they'd be like, well, I'm gonna make you the marketing director over here. You come on our team, and we're gonna pay you more, and you're gonna make more money, and you're gonna fly, and you're gonna be like, you know, I'm gonna stick with Pepsi though, man. I'm gonna figure that shit out, nigga.
Let's make it even simpler. Somebody offered you comparable money to leave Cleveland for LA.
In general.
All right, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm good. I can do whatever I want to anywhere I want to. And I love how LeBron, there's been no press conferences, there's been none of that. Signed the contract, put it on uninterrupted, and went right back to vacation. And he said he's going to speak when he opens up his school in Cleveland. I just can't argue with the man.
My thing is, it's hard, man, and I love Jordan, man, to death, man. But it's I feel some type of way sometimes about people shitting on LeBron on a certain level because Jordan don't do shit.
Well, my thing
like
is
on a bigger level as a human being, ambassador, and people just ride for Jordan on some like.
Well, and I think
Jordan
I think
did that, but Jordan was a whole ass dude though, and I love Jordan though.
Well,
but as a person, he wasn't a good person.
My thing about it is that for me, there's a separation between person and work, and that's the thing that people don't do when they just want to win little petty arguments.
Yeah.
And you can't assail LeBron James' character. You just can't. You know what I'm saying?
He's a bitch ass dude, man. He wouldn't take the last shot though. That shows you character by how Jordan was a dog. Kobe was a dog.
Well, see, and that's the thing. When you start calling somebody a bitch ass dude in any aspect, you're talking about them as a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that's exactly.
You want for somebody to be a dog and be all of this, you need to talk about their game. You can't talk about them as a man. And you can't approach LeBron James as a man. Because LeBron James, as a man, has been one of the most forthright athletes of all time.
Yep.
Especially at the level that he's performed at.
And kept himself squeaky clean, too, though. Yeah. Let's keep this in mind. He has not... Everybody else you think that's dope, that's a player of all time, though, has had scandals.
Yeah, everybody.
LeBron and LeBron is in the social media area.
I haven't really heard too much about Bill Russell doing anything the wrong way.
But that's a different era of nine scandals, though. With
well, I mean, like, but he was out there living his life while Wilt.
No. Wilt put his own stuff out there, his own scandals with his own book. That's different, though. You snitched on yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody would have known about Wilt with his quote unquote 20,000 women.
But the access was there.
But I'm saying it's less media. I'm saying within the modern media era. All your greats has scandals.
Yeah,
there are documented scandals.
It's out there. Well, we haven't got anything from KD.
But I mean, I wouldn't put KD on the level. I mean, LeBron is competing with them. I guess KD was shit. At some point, we're gonna have to fucking let KD be in this conversation too. In a minute, right?
Top 20 already.
Work? You think? I've never really explored this in my head. That's something we need to think about.
I'm telling you right now.
I need to think about
that. Kevin Durant's a top 20 NBA player already.
Wow.
So, I mean, but it's easy to miss that because of how big the star is around LeBron
James. Right. No. You bring up a great point that I need to think about. I'm not going to dismiss that.
But, all right, man, before we get out of here, though, we got to hit on this. Papa John's got ran about the paint.
Hey, Papa John's got ran about the paint by the company that was supposed to help him out with his PR. All
right, let's put it this way. How you so OC that the PR company that came in
to help you
rehab you said, not only can we not mess with you, we dropping your whole account, and then you getting fired because of it.
And we putting out the tape.
Yeah, we going to drop the evidence on you because this is how OC you are. Tell you what, man, all heroes don't wear capes.
They got to get another John.
Well, you see all these apology commercials. Uber on TV apologizing. Wells Fargo.
Papa John's?
No, just about business
stuff.
Oh, business stuff, yeah. Things that have been happening here.
Yeah.
Uber's on TV apologizing. Wells Fargo's apologizing. Netflix? What Netflix apologizing?
You know, with that whole black actors. You ain't see that commercial thing they got with, like, all the black actors, the lead actors from Netflix?
Uh-uh.
They got the kid for Stranger Things is, like, narrating it. And, like, they recreated A Great Day in Harlem.
Uh-huh.
With in front of the Harlem brownstones where all, like, the black elites in the 1920s.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so they got all... Remember the dude from Netflix saying, calling nigga and stuff, though, too, though? Netflix did The Great Day in Harlem, all the black people, though. They actually was smart with it because they had all the black people. They had a kid from Stranger Things narrated saying, like, We hear it. It was dope, and they put it on the BET Awards.
So you also
and they put it on the BET Awards.
You got product placements, everything. Facebook was apologizing. Starbucks went over and above to get the business done in a hurry.
They closed down their shit for a day.
So, like, here's the thing I'm going to say.
For diversity training.
Here's the thing I'm going to say. Papa John's got fired for calling out for trying to hate. I mean, Colonel Sanders did it, so why can't I? First of all, you compared yourself to a dude who walked around in a plantation fit.
And he stole that recipe from a black man, too.
Right. So this is what you out here doing. You know what? When Peyton Manning packed up his bags and got out of town. Yeah.
And that's when you know
that's it was when up you knew the boom.
Because he was the quintessential white guy. Though. Like,
yeah, because Peyton Manning was there. He was like, I'm getting this money off this Papa John's.
And he like, I'm whitey white.
And he said, he probably heard about this and was like, oh, I'm out of here. This ain't who I am.
I ain't gonna mess with my University of Tennessee money.
You ain't gonna mess with me. Yeah,
I can go to Knoxville and be the coach, though.
I done beat this teabagging scandal. I ain't gonna get wrapped up in this.
I may be the Tennessee coach, though, 5 to 10 years on the low. Don't sweat. I ain't messed up this future gig, and they gonna pay me $10 million a year.
So
that's my conspiracy theory. I think he'll be the coach of the University of Tennessee.
I don't think that they got enough money to make Peyton Manning work that often.
I don't think he's gonna even work, though. That's the thing. He's gonna be like an ambassador. We'll touch on AD.
Peyton Manning some other time. I'm finna drag Papa John's a little bit more before we close the show out. But I mean, you have all of this happen. When are they gonna learn that you keep on chirping at us? We are on the side of PR right now. There's a couple people you can't go after if people trying to make a dollar. Mm-hmm. You can't come after us, and you can't go after gay people. You can't do it.
And black women.
Well,
I'm saying a subset. You can come out to black men, kinda, maybe, but you don't want that hive of black women on your ass, period.
Listen, I'm putting all of us in the same basket.
I get
y'all
you.
Y'all keep on calling us out of our names and acting wild. I tell you what, this is why.
Black women be riding.
This is why
they
ride
for everything black.
This is why I don't get mad about the NFL.
They hold us down.
This is why I don't get mad about the NFL situation, though. Because that fall is going to be colossal. And it's coming. They ain't going to be the only company that gets to just do whatever the hell they want to towards black people and black expression, and it's all right. I just tell you what, the higher you climb, the further the fall.
The same people you see going up, the same people you see going down. So the NBA is going to be like...
Oh, the NBA is sitting right here like, hey, man.
We're going to stay on this 8th step. We ain't going to go no higher than that. We going to get our little money at level 8?
The NBA sitting there like, hey, y'all, we the people's league. We on your side.
What you want to do? You want to do a symposium?
The here players run that league.
Yeah, and here go $10 million though for your symposium on police brutality.
Let us know if you need more. We got it.
You know, do we need to have more kids come to the games? Do we need to sponsor every city to have every
whatever you want? Whatever you want to do, holler at me. I got you.
Y'all want to gamble too? Y'all want to get this money?
Let's gamble. Let's do it. Y'all want to get in the league again when you're 18? Sure. Let's do it. Whatever we can.
Cause they come up with 2020. They thinking?
Yeah, it's probably gonna happen. So it's like
they should just go in. Going to make my college basketball.
It's going down, though. Like, but yeah, hey, man. You won't catch me in no
Oh, party. Somebody wants to talk about Michael Porter falling in the draft. We did not talk about
it. We'll do it next time. Sports show next time.
Yeah, we'll talk about
but,
it.
But yeah, so I mean, but yeah, man. I was like, good. I was like, amen.
It's got to be a new Papa John, though. Like, they can get another guy named John randomly just to be Papa John.
You better show up and look like John Singleton, then.
No, people have said John Witherspoon on Twitter.
No, man. I want not John Witherspoon.
Had John Witherspoon, bang, bang. You got to coordinate.
No.
I saw that on Twitter the other day. It's about John Witherspoon. They're doing a campaign to try to get... And then somebody mocked up John Witherspoon as in the same Listen, spot that Papa John's in the coupon.
Here's what Papa John's fucked up. Papa John's ain't good enough to have people coming back for it. Like, man, I really don't want to have to sacrifice Papa John's. Man, nobody let that ass go. Pizza Hut and Domino's, like, we got it. Don't worry.
And locally, we got fucking...
we got plenty of things. Everywhere.
We got pizza. Some local joints that are rivaling and popping them off, too.
There's pizza everywhere. So don't think that you messed up. Papa John, it's been real, brother. And he got kicked off the University of Louisville Curators Board, too.
And they were talking about rechanging the name of the stadium, too. And, you know, Louisville Stadium is named Papa John Stadium.
That's coming now.
He said it's coming soon. Before the season is going to be
that's
done.
That's out of here.
Is this going to be Louisville Stadium then?
It's going to be just week? Like when the little chick at Mizzou, the Page Center, turned into Mizzou Arena. He said, oh, no, we can't be affiliated with this.
And we'll figure out a new name, though, for a minute. This first year is going to be the Mizzou Arena.
Yeah, and it still is the Mizzou Arena.
Right. They still looking for a sponsor.
Walmart could easily just be, oh, we got it. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for listening. As always, email us, straightOLC@gmail.com.
Oh, real quick, yo, yeah. it's my old dude's 61st today.
Yeah, man.
He out here, man.
Shout out to Mr. Widener, man.
He out here, man.
He out here living it. Did he get hit the club or something? Like
he probably did.
The players joint, like the evening shade. Like the little old school.
Evening shade.
And it doesn't exist no more, but I can see your dad being at the evening shade, though, back in the day.
He just dropped his book, man. He out here making it happen, dog.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 61 is the new 31.
Yeah, hell yeah. he living younger than me, so I definitely believe it.
They live in stress-free. They just got to worry about if you just don't die. They ain't got real stress.
I hear that.
At that age. They just want, are you alive though, son? Yeah, I'm good. All right, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. I'm straight. All right.
I'm straight. Is something happening to you? Are you in jail? No. All right, I'm going to sleep. Mm-hmm. Everything will be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mr. Widener, man. Everybody keep listening as always.
We'll be back with some World Cup breakout. We still got some stuff, some big
things
coming.
Yeah, we got
coming.
Some stuff, though, coming, man.
We got some big things
Yeah, we got some good guests coming, too, man.
Shout out to Daryl for being a week and a half late to a planning session for the show.
Yeah, man.
Never in my life have ever seen a brother be later than this all time.
Look here, man. When you at a birthday party with your kid, and they ain't going to go, though, and they doing a tantrum in the floor, and straight doing the, have you ever seen, who's Harry Crumb? Remember when he was swinging around the fan? Mm-hmm. Oh, who was Harry Crumb? That was my daughter, but on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to just let her post up and do what she wanted to do, and whatever. And then you know she was cussing me out though, basically in kid talk for a whole ride. And then it was like she didn't want to get the. It was a whole ordeal, man. I had to go through a lot, man. But thank y'all for listening as always. We appreciate y'all so much, man, for listening, supporting, and we'll be back. Peace.